Welcome to another episode of How to Sell Your Coaching with your host, the Coach's Coach, Wayne Sutton. We invite you to listen, enjoy, and implement these proven methods in your business today.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of How to Sell Your Coaching.com. Thanks for jumping on board. Today I'm going to talk about the power of sorting, not convincing, but I'm going to give you a tool. I'm going to tell you about a tool that we use to sort and never convince. Now, people need your product or service. I want you to think about your product, your service as a coach, a consultant, a course creator, a public speaker, whatever it is that you're bringing to the public. People need it. Yes, I hope so. Well, if they need the product or service that you're bringing, then how are you to sort through all of the noise, all of the people, those who may want it, those who may not? I remember a recent trip to New York City, and me and my wife were walking, and our hotel was right near Times Square, so we're walking down Times Square, and there's all of these people that are passing out these flyers. You go to this Broadway show, go here, they're all just, and it's like hundreds of people per minute coming through this area of Times Square, and it is, they don't have time to look at somebody and try to figure out who they are, try to figure out where they're from, make small talk. It's, here's an offer. You want this. Grab a hold of this. And if you show an ounce of interest, then it goes into a pitch. But you just have to keep on moving. But what's really great is they are sorting. They're not trying to get everybody. They know if they give out 5,000 flyers, 5,000 pamphlets for something, that 5,000 people are not going to join or come to the Broadway show or go to the store they're promoting. But what they do know is a certain number will. It's just sorting for the one that stops and looks at it. Why? Because they're compliant. When they say, hey, take a look at this, the person is more compliant than another person, or the person has an interest in something they said. And then they can give them their little quick mini pitch and move on. Now, what does that mean in coaching? Should we stand outside of and just say, hey, you need this coaching, you need our course, you need our consultant package? Of course not. What you want to do is sort instead of convince. Sort and then persuade, but sort first. One of the ways we do it is a book that we have. I'm going to share this book with you. If you want a copy of the book, I'll include the book in the show links. You can pick up a copy. But the book is actually for one of the products that I personally use. And it's a product that I sell, me and a sales organization. And it's a great product. I'm not going to get into that now. But it's for people that have had any concerns with heart disease, cardiovascular issues, diabetes, high blood pressure, anything that realm of the body circulation of our circulatory system. So I could go to people and say, hey, do you have heart disease? Do you have hypertension? Do you have this? And I could pitch it that way. And do you know somebody that does? And start a conversation and then try to tell them about this product and then try to lead them to a website. And I could do all of this work, but instead we wrote a book. Or booklet, should I say. When I say book, it's only 37 pages. 37 pages, and it has a very demanding cover. It's called Sudden Death, How You Can Overcome Heart Disease Without Drugs or Surgery. And the cover really is to have the cover really pop. It really looks good. Now, on the inside is my little disclaimer. I'm not a doctor, and I don't play one on TV. Then there is a story about my father and his battle with heart disease and other people. And I talk about how to quickly, and again, in 37 pages, some of the things they can do to truly not only slow down heart disease, but reverse heart disease. Now, why is this important? It's short, it's easy, it's very affordable. I can give this book to somebody. They can look at it and go, oh, wow, that's neat. They read it. This is the important part. They read it and they either come back and they follow the instruction in the back of the book. It says, get with the person, let them know you would like more information. Or they don't. So I can give out 100 books. I'll have 60 to 70 people come back and go, tell me more. I don't have to worry about the 30 or 40 that do not. And if I do 60 or 70, I'm like, great, here's your next step. And again, I'm not taking a lot of time off my plate. They read a book that was on their time. Tell me more. Great, watch this video. I send them to a web page. They watch a video. Then if they come back and say, tell me more, I'm like, great, let's hop on the phone and I can share with you about our program. Does that make sense? Now imagine also, because this is a leveraged marketing group that's doing this, I have other sales associates and they're building their sales teams. Imagine each one of them using the same tool. Now the marketing message is duplicatable. Are you with me? Imagine going to Tony Robbins and saying, Tony, I need your material. I need to be able to use all of your material at my event. Also, I'd like to know, Tony, how you get people to your event. I would also like to be able to profit from your events because I'm borrowing all your information. That would be crazy, wouldn't it? But that's exactly what I've done with this book system. Now, this book is just for that one product. We have another book for another organizational building team. We have another book inside of the real estate niche. We have another book inside of the ministry. Do you see what I'm saying? All of these little short booklets are easy to give out and they duplicate. So let me ask you, have you thought about having a booklet, something that you could give to your prospect? They can read it and go, wow, I like this, or not. Huh, this is interesting, or not. Plus, it's not just another sales page, another funnel, another email, another webinar. In fact, I get off the phone with prospects, and it's a, because we believe in a very binary yes or no marketing kind of system, but maybe it's a no, or not yet. They're not ready. They didn't sign up with me. Now I can send them a thank you letter and include a book. And these books only cost a few dollars a piece because they're, number one, we're self-publishing. Number two, they are small in size. And because it's one of my books is 70 pages, this one's 37, they're easy to read. People can read them in one evening, one during lunch break sometimes at their job. So it really makes it an easy way to sort through all the noise and just get people curious. Number one, here the key, sort to find the ones that are curious, build belief in you and your system and pique their curiosity through the book, and then offer them a solution. If you'd like to know how to do this yourself, if you say, Wayne, I don't know how to write a book, I need help writing a book, then get in touch with me. I've got a couple of options. One that's extremely affordable. One that's a little more of an investment, but it's a lot more hands-off. We can help you in either way. So give me a call. In fact, just jump on a call with me. Go to callwithwayne.com. Callwithwayne.com. Let's schedule a call together. Let's get you out there in a way that builds your expertise, that sorts so you can convince and support later. But let's narrow the field of who we're going to talk to so we can talk with just the best quality prospects. So callwithwayne.com. And as always, jump over to howtosellyourcoaching.com. Check out our blog videos and so much more. Guys, I appreciate all of you. Go out there, change the world today. Get wealthy doing it. God bless.
Thanks again for listening. And be sure to pick up your free resources to help build your coaching or consulting practice at howtosellyourcoaching.com.